Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. This is TCRS, the Coach Rove Show, brought to you live, as always, by Swivel Vision Training Goggles and Softball Spirit Magazine. Today's show is, as we've been tweeting out, a do-not-miss show. We'll be back right after this to talk Louisiana Raging Cajun Softball. This is TCRS.
It's always good to have a celebrity in town, man. Welcome to Lafayette. Welcome to Cajun Country. We're glad you're here.
Too many times nowadays in athletics, we just celebrate the victors, and we don't realize, really, the victors are sometimes the ones who have put their heart and soul into an endeavor, and maybe they did come up short, but you know what? They learned some valuable lessons along the way, and then later on in life, it's going to serve them well.
How is Yoo-Hoo not on every household shelf? You go drink a Yoo-Hoo today, and you tell me you don't like it. If you drink a Yoo-Hoo and you don't like it, I will give you your money back.
Now it's time for your host, Jared Rogel.
And welcome, everybody. This is TCRS, the Coach Rogue Show. A couple really quick reminders. Next Monday's Seminole Softball Monday is being rescheduled due to FSU's traveling conflicts getting back to Tallahassee from the Mary Nutter Classic where they're at. So we will not have Seminole Softball Monday next week with Lonnie Alameda, but we will have Peter Turner, the head coach of San Jose State University softball, with us live next Monday, noon central. So next Monday, 23rd, Peter Turner, head coach, San Jose State. Also, make sure you guys check out Softball Spirit Magazine, softballspirit.us, and check out our other presenting sponsors, Swivel Vision Training Goggles, the only training goggles trusted by the pros like Elisa Goller, Dallas Escobedo, and Allison Owen. Check them out, swivelvision.com. Live on the line with me right now to talk some Raging Cajun softball, the head coach of the Raging Cajuns, Michael Lotief, and assistant coach Lisa Norris. Welcome back to the show, guys.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
So, coach, first off, right off the bat, you've got to like the intro that we had for you today.
Oh, yeah, I like it. We had fun with you being down there last year. That was a good time.
Oh, we're planning on getting down there again next year. Coach, want to jump right into this with you, though. And Coach Lotief, I'll shoot the first question out to you. You know, you look around the country at the top batteries right now, and Jordan Wallace and Lexi Elkins have to be considered among the top five batteries. You know, when you look around the country at, you know, Michigan, obviously with Wagner, Dryzinga, and then Sweet behind the dish, and then you go to Kentucky with Nunley on the mound and probably the best catcher in the country in Griffin Joyner. But, you know, Wallace and Elkins have to be in that top five mix there with that battery group. Talk about just their overall importance and their progression these last couple seasons.
Well, we certainly like our battery for sure. You know, Jordan had a rough year last year, but she worked extremely hard. She's got the right mindset right now, and she's healthy, and her stuff is still good. Her secondary pitches are still very effective, and Elkins behind the plate. You know, she continues to grow, really, as a receiver. But she's also doing a good job at the plate for us. So we like our battery a lot. Both of those kids are leaders on and off of the field.
Oh, Coach Norris, you're there as well, correct?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Coach, let me throw this question out to you as far as that battery goes. One of the things that you really look for when you're evaluating a catcher is somebody that can frame those pitches. That has to be one of the biggest things that they have to be able to do. Talk a little bit about how well Lexi Elkins is able to frame those pitches from Jordan and the rest of your staff.
Lexi's been doing a great job. We've been working with her all fall with it and last year, just making sure that she's getting low and then catching the ball around it. She's doing a great job, and She's been working hard at it.
Well, Coach O'Keefe, let me go back to you. This team has got off to a really fast start, and prior to the season, though, you were coming in knowing that you had lost a very, very, very valuable piece in Natalie. You were, you know, the first one to come out and say, this team is going to be young. We don't really know what we're going to have. But it seems to everybody from the outside, this team is really, above all else, meshing very, very well together right now.
Well, what we have right now is we have a good group of four kids that are back. Elkins, Vincent, Hayden, Landry, Walsh, Hamilton, Wallace. Those kind of kids that have been in the system for 3 years, they understand the competition. They've had experiences where they've had good success, and they've also gone through the struggles and the failure. And then you add into the mix some of these young kids, some of these freshmen, some of these new faces. Alex Stewart, Tyler Joe Trahan, DJ Sanders, Kellen Martinez, Aaliyah Creighton, Maven Thomas. So it's not just like we are the same team that we were last year. We have that core group that is still here. And then around them, I think that we've gotten more athletic. But you got a bunch of young kids that still have to learn how to compete. And they still have to learn how to handle struggle and adversity and all the stuff that comes along in a softball season.
Oh, Coach Norris, let me go back to you. When you look at some of these teams that are coming down there, you know, that you've already faced, some teams that you will face coming up, you know, a great quality 6-0 win against a team like North Carolina State, who by all accounts is very underrated. Then you guys have Idaho State come in. You end up sweeping them. You know, when you look down your schedule, you have Iowa upcoming in the 2015 Raging Cajuns Invitational, which starts tomorrow, and then you'll have, you know, the Alabama and the rest of the way out. How do these early games prepare you not only for conference but for long-term success in this season, especially when you get down to the Alabama, the Baylor, and the Oregon?
I mean, every game matters, and we're focusing on trusting our process and going through and just competing every pitch, every at bat, and just working on that and just staying focused and, you know, working towards our goal, and that's a national championship.
Do you think that how much with some of the younger players that came in, obviously, as Coach alluded to, you have that core group back, but how important are these tough games at the beginning for these younger players to see exactly where they're at, even when you get down into conference, so you know exactly what you do have?
Every game is important, and we're going out there and we're just making sure that they're competing. And that's been our thing, is we're going to compete every pitch and every game. Every game's tough. I mean, there's nothing easy about it. And the kids, they're competing, and I mean, they're doing their job. We're just, you know, staying at it. Just keep fighting, keep grinding.
Coach O'Keefe, back to you. What, coming into this season, or right now, as your team stands, what is one thing that you didn't know about your team that you know now?
That's a good question. Really, what's been fun to watch is some of the older kids who did not have to lead last year, watch them take on that role and that responsibility. So when I watch a Haley Hayden and Shelly Landry and John Wallace go from only worrying about themselves the year before to now becoming a leader and trying to invest in those younger kids, teaching those younger ones how important it is to compete and trying to help them mentally along the way. That's always fun to watch. I love to watch those young kids transform into leaders. I think that's one of the life lessons of softball is leadership. And you never know where it's gonna come from. And this year it's coming from some new sources, and I think it's making our team a lot stronger.
And Coach, one of the things that, and Coach Latif, I'll stay with you on this question. One of the things that, you know, coaches always have to wonder about, and one of the hardest things is how are players going to respond after a very successful season the year before and having that national spotlight on them and coming back the following year? What kind of conversations did you have with the players that you knew were going to be leaders this year, like Jordan Wallace, after last season?
Well, if you really think about what this group has gone through, the year before was heartbreaking. You know, we were one pitch away from the World Series and didn't get it done in Ann Arbor. And that was heartbreaking to that group of kids. And I think they grew from that experience. I think they learned from it and then grew from it. And then last year, having the success that we had, and oh, by the way, being able to play a super regional at home is a huge advantage. I mean, don't let anybody tell you that being the home team and being at home is not an advantage, because it is. And especially with our fans, you've been down here, this atmosphere is really good. Our fans are so great to us. And I think that experience helped them grow again. And then going to the World Series, you know, we didn't play good softball in the World Series. I don't know if that environment overwhelmed us, or we just played better teams, or a combination of the two. But, you know, that left a taste in our mouth that we had to come back here. We got to get better. So some people look at it just as we had success last year because we went to the World Series. But we also had to come back and take a look at why we didn't have success when we got there. So in this game, the challenge is always get better, get better, get better, get better. I don't think you ever arrive. I don't think you ever get to the finish line. I think every day you have to go back to work, look in the mirror, have goals for yourself, and try to get better day by day.
Well, Coach Latif, Coach Norris, it's been great having y'all here today on the Coach Road Show. We definitely wish you all the best the rest of the way out. As you both know, we'll be keeping very close eyes on how the Raging Cajuns are doing throughout the season, and we hope to have you both on later on in the season as well. Thank you very much for being here.
We appreciate you. Appreciate what you do for our sport. Appreciate what you do for these kids. And good luck to you along the way. Hopefully we see you down the road.
Definitely will. And want to let everybody know, again, the 2015 Raging Cajuns Invitational will kick off tomorrow. The first game for the Raging Cajuns will be at 2:30 p.m. If you're not able to make it down to Lansing Park, head over to the website. You can always, as also listened to the game live, all the games from the Raging Cajuns Invitational on ESPN 1420, except that last game, or actually, no, that last game against McNeese State will also be on ESPN 1420 down there as well. And that game will also be on ESPN3 as well. So, coaches, again, thanks for being here. It's been great, and we will have you on later on in the year. This has been TCRS, the Coach Rogue Show, brought to you, again, by Swivel Vision Training Goggles. Check them out, swivelvision.com, and Softball Spirit Magazine, the best new magazine targeted directly to future-gen softball players. Check them out, softballspirit.us. Make sure you follow Blake and Abby on Twitter at Coach Rogue Show, and that's Coach R-O-G-E-S. Make sure you follow me at Coach Rogel, and that's Coach R-O-G-O-L. Don't forget, make sure you are here on TCRS with us next Monday, the 23rd, noon Central. Peter Turner, head coach of the San Jose State University Spartan Softball Program. Until next Monday, later times, everybody.